The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the Logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1962, NASA launched a communications satellite with a little more oomph. Relay 1 was the first active relay communications satellite, retransmitting the signals it received at full power rather than simply bouncing them off of a highly reflective surface. In 2012, the Chinese Space Agency called up a retired lunar space probe to give it a new mission. The dormant Chang'e 2 spacecraft was reawakened and given instructions to fly by asteroid 4179 to Tatis to take a close look as the asteroid swung past Earth at a distance of 500,000 miles. Born on this day in 1929, actor Christopher Plummer, probably the only actor who's been Captain Von Trapp and a Klingon warlord.
Tell me, Captain Kirk, would you be willing to give up Starfleet?
But Starfleet has always been in the forefront.
Captain, there's no need to mince words. In space, all warriors are cold warriors.
To be or not to be?
That is the question which preoccupies our people.
We need breathing room.
Earth, Hitler, 1938.
I beg your pardon.
Film composer Harry Gregson-Williams was born today in 1961. He did the music for the early entries in the recent Narnia movie franchise. Actor Tony Curran was born in 1969.
Hold my hand, Doctor. Try to see what I see.
We're so lucky we're still alive to see this beautiful world. Look at the sky. It's not dark and black and without character. The black is in fact deep blue. And over there, lighter blue. And blowing through the blueness and the blackness, the wind swirling through the air, and then shining, burning, bursting through the stars. Can you see how they roll their light? Everywhere we look, the complex magic of nature blazes before our eyes.
I've seen many things, my friend, but you're right. Nothing quite as wonderful as the things you see.
On this day in 1977, the BBC made one of its earliest attempts to combine sci-fi and comedy.
The accidental launch of Britannia 7, Britain's multi-billion pound space station from the Pontefract International Space Complex, otherwise known as PISC. There were angry scenes in Parliament today as various motions were tabled by the joint Labour-Conservative opposition. Speakers pointed out that so far we had managed to put into orbit two mathematicians, one cleaner, a BBC reporter, and a housewife at a total cost of £700 billion. And was this a good way of spending even our vast resources?
Come Back, Mrs. Noah was created by the writers behind Are You Being Served and shared some of the same cast members, but in a poll conducted by the BBC's own website in the 21st century, Come Back, Mrs. Noah was named the worst BBC sci-fi show and the worst Britcom ever. Five more episodes were shown the following year. In 1982, Activision gave Atari 2600 combat pilots a new challenge, River Raid.
We have no choice, he can't turn back.
River Raid target at 039.
Under control.
Approaching airspeed 626.
Taking West Canyon.
Good call.
Fuel critical, sir.
Chopper's at 3 o'clock.
Roger, I copy.
Pilot's closing, shall I direct, sir?
No, he'll decide that.
Fuel critical, sir.
He knows that.
Sir, he's opted for the East Canyon.
Negative, that's a trap.
River Raid to home sweet home. It's
River Raid.
Here
can you make it?
River Raid, can you make it?
Do you copy?
It's only a game. River Raid for the Atari video computer system, designed by Carol Shaw for Activision.
In 2002, it was the final flight of the crew of Star Trek The Next Generation as Star Trek Nemesis hit theaters.
He said he's a mirror for me.
I need to know where the hell he came from.
The same blood runs through our veins.
It was as if part of me had been stolen.
I must deactivate you.
Why?
Because you are dangerous.
Look in the mirror. See yourself.
I'm a mirror for you as well.
Don't be so vain. Set a course for Earth. Kill everything.
Even before seeing ticket sales, Paramount promoted this latest movie for Captain Picard and his crew as the last voyage of the next generation. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by our team.